This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Starseed Energy Radio with Jonah Gold is a cosmic radio show with a mix of riveting new electronic and world music, along with updates and interviews. Starseed Energy Radio covers the latest in world news, earth changes, global events, updates on 2012, spiritual and galactic news. The radio show is focused on doing interviews to help mind, body, and soul, ranging from self-sustainability, spirituality, esoteric topics, holistic practitioners, intuitive individuals, and healers. Featuring groundbreaking conscious content that includes environmental and social change movements, activism, and getting people more actively involved with community to raise awareness. Plus, new independent music every week and live special guest musicians. Hear the colors and see the music. Awaken. The time is now. Check out StarseedEnergyRadio.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many other products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is the alternative media exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, November 2nd, 2013. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Support the broadcast. Donate if you can. Support republicbroadcasting.org as well to keep broadcasts like this on the air. What a great job the staff and John Statmiller do at Republic Broadcasting. You know, we've been reporting for a long time on GMO labeling, the fight to keep the people from knowing what they're eating. The march against Monsanto, not the last one, but the one before that, I spoke at, the one in Winston-Salem. It was a pretty good turnout. But Monsanto and Pepsi are teaming up to fight the GMO labeling law that's on the ballot in Washington State. Now, you don't see any of this coverage in the mainstream media because they want to keep your mind off of GMO labeling. They want you to believe that the government's looking out for you and they'll take care of you. And while you just eat whatever we put out there for you and you don't need to know where it come from or what it is or anything like that, just forget that cancer rates are skyrocketing, even though I believe it was Nixon declared war on cancer. And we will fight tooth and nail to prevent you from knowing if your food is genetically modified. This story is coming in to us from Russia Today, RT.com. I'm amazed. CNN is useless. Fox News is practically useless. You have to go to Press TV and Russia Today and Republic Broadcasting, websites like that, thealternativemedia.com, to get any real news. Here's the story. A Washington state ballot measure to label food featuring genetically modified crops is under fire as food and chemical corporations pour millions of dollars against the campaign. On November 5th, so that's coming up next week, voters will head to the polls to decide whether or not to label food containing crops that have been genetically modified. But what started as a landslide victory in the making has turned into a tight contest amidst massive corporate spending. Seems to be a pattern here, doesn't it, people? We just listened to the owners of the corporations that's fighting for the immigration reform, and now it's the corporations that are fighting against genetically modified food labeling. Supporters of the ballot measure, I-522, argue that it is an issue of transparency and letting consumers know when their food contains genetically modified organisms would enable them to make a more educated decision. Wow. I think that, like, makes logical sense or something, doesn't it? They also say that GMO are not safe for humans or animal consumption and cause environmental problems by promoting the use of certain farming chemicals. Opponents, spearheaded by the Grocery Manufacturers Association, claim that not only is genetically modified food safe to eat, but also that the initiative would mistakenly cause people to think there's something wrong with products featuring the GMO labels. The end result would be that the cost of food at grocery stores would rise and place an unnecessary burden on shoppers. Oh, they're looking out for you, the shopper. You're too dumb to look out for yourself. So they have to look out for you. What they're saying is, if they put the tomatoes out there and half of them said genetically modified, people wouldn't buy them. They would buy the other tomatoes. And then that would cause the price of food to go up. Well, no. If people don't buy the genetically modified tomatoes, then quit growing them and just supply what the consumers want. But see, they don't want to do that. They want you eating the genetically modified tomato. It would require tens of thousands of common food and beverage products to be relabeled exclusively for Washington State, unless they are remade with higher priced specially developed ingredients, Brian Kennedy, GMA spokesman, said to Al Jazeera America. The measure will increase grocery costs for a typical Washington family by hundreds of dollars per year. I'm here to tell you what. I would be willing to pay hundreds of dollars a year to know what I'm eating. And did you notice that Al Jazeera is the one that's covering this story? Both sides have raised about $28 million combined in campaign spending, but the vast majority of the cash, $22 million to be precise, has come from groups opposing the bill. The GMA, which, what did we say, that's the grocery store group, a Grocery Manufacturers Association, a group acting on behalf of more than 300 different food and beverage companies, has raised $11 million to push back the I-522 bill. Other corporations like PepsiCo, General Mills, Nestle, and here it comes, Monsanto, are major fundraising contributors. Monsanto alone contributed $5.4 million in funds, according to Reuters. Supporters of GMO labeling, meanwhile, have raised roughly about $6.8 million. So the people have raised just a little more money than what Monsanto themselves have donated. And even Pepsi's in the mix. Hey, maybe we need to boycott Pepsi. What's in Pepsi? Maybe we don't know what's in Pepsi. At this point, nothing can surprise me. They are making this the most expensive race and are desperately adding last-minute money to try to buy this election, Liz Larter, spokeswoman for the Yes on 522 campaign, told Reuters. Well, absolutely, that's what they'll do. Regardless of the reason, the race has certainly tightened. In September, one poll showed support for labeling up by a staggering 45%. Two recent polls tell a much different story, though. Supporters are still leading, but by much smaller margins. One poll showed them ahead 45 to 38, while the other indicated an even slimmer advantage of 46 to 42. During the 2012 national election, a similar initiative was put to a vote in California where it was defeated. Now listen to this. It was defeated by a vote of 51.4% against and 48.6% in favor. Who are the morons that go and vote that they don't want their food labeled? You know, could that even be true? That's hard to believe. I mean, if you were just there voting, you know, you wanted to get your vote in for Obama in the 2012 election or whatever. And, oh, down here they're wanting me to vote on whether I think food should be labeled. Well, absolutely not. They shouldn't label food. I care not what I eat, even though, you know, half of my family's died of cancer and the other half's got cancer. I definitely need to know what. Who would vote against that? How does this even happen? It doesn't make sense to me. But what does that tell us about our movement? We can't even get food labeled. We're trying to fight all these other things off. We can't even get the government, whether it be state or federal, to label genetically modified food. Now, just think about that. We're all for that. I've not met anyone. I don't think I've ever met anyone that's come up to me and said, hey, I'm against that labeling the food you talk about. Everyone's for that. They want to know. But we can't even get that passed. Oh, we're coming up on a break. Hey, when we come back, Poland asked European court to hide the CIA secret torture prisons. Stay with me. Back in moments, you're listening to the Alternative Media Affair.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio saying I'm a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. And to get us started on the next story, this is coming in from RT.com as well. Poland has asked the European Court of Human Rights to bar media and public presence during an upcoming hearing on Poland's complicity with the CIA's extraordinary rendition program that delivered terror suspects to secret prisons around the world. Wow, isn't that interesting? The public hearing in Strasbourg, France, scheduled for December 3rd, will be the first arguments testing allegations that the Polish government allowed the CIA to operate a jail for supposed Al-Qaeda fighters in Poland. And, you know, this is another shame on the government of the United States, where here the hypocrisy is just unbelievable from Washington, where they say, do what we tell you, not as we do. If other countries, could you imagine if North Korea or some of these other countries was caught capturing American military and then shipping them off to yet another country and secret prisons and all this? This is not the way it's supposed to be conducted. The request for a private hearing will be examined by the court shortly, a court spokesperson told Reuters. Poland cited national security concerns as to why it wants the hearing to remain confidential. You see, they're trying to keep all this secret of what has actually transpired here. The Polish government would not comment on the story. A Polish human rights group criticized the request for privacy, saying the public deserves to know whether Poland allowed the CIA to hide prisoners from the American court system. We should have the right to review this case in public, said Adam Bodnar, vice president of the Warsaw-based Helsinki Foundation for Human Rights. I do not see a reason for confidentiality of these proceedings. Bodnar added that most of the evidence about the alleged CIA jail is already public, and that's true. And keeping it secret is pointless now. His organization was instrumental in uncovering evidence of Poland's cooperation with the agency. Former President George W. Bush acknowledged the existence of the secret detention centers, or black sites, run by the CIA on September 6, 2006, nearly a year after they were first exposed by news outlets. Poland began its own secretive investigation into the prison allegations in 2008. In early 2012, Poland's prosecutor general began an investigation into former Polish intelligence chief Zbigniew, who was charged in March 2012 with facilitating the alleged CIA prisons. Suspected Al-Qaeda militants alleged they were tortured while in CIA custody. Now, anyone that's seen the pictures that were exposed of all the torture and the ridiculousness that went on at the prisons that we know about, stacking the prisoners up in pyramids, electric shock, of course we know about the waterboarding. I think it's a given now we know that the federal government of the United States is a torturer. The European Court of Human Rights case was brought by lawyers for Abu Zabuda and Abd Arami, both now detainees waiting for charges at Guantanamo Bay. The men alleged they were kidnapped and helped by the CIA at an intelligence training facility near Star Kajutki in northeast Poland. Their suspects were subject to enforced disappearance and torture between 2002 and 2005, according to Amnesty International. Nasheri claims that while at the Polish site, he was subject to torture and other harsh treatment, such as a mock execution with a gun and threats of sexual assault against his family members, all documented by Amnesty International. Now look, you know, you can say you hate these people if you want to. You can say we need to be killing these people, whatever. If we don't lead by example, how do we expect the rest of the world not to fall into these barbaric practices? The United States government has lost all credibility throughout the world because of George W. Bush and this, and then Barack Obama continuing the same failed foreign policies of George W. Bush. Zubaida was waterboarded 83 times in 1 month while in secret CIA detention. So here our government's going to kidnapping these people, taking them to secret prisons, torturing them, and waterboarding them. Even though it's been proven time and time again that you can't trust information you get while you're torturing someone, they do this just because they're sadists, I believe. Gashiri and Zubaida are also listed as parties in Poland's own investigation, which is separate from the European court case, along with a recent added third man. Polish officials maintain the country did not host CIA jails, though they did admit that in 2002 and 2003, the CIA landed aircraft at a remote airfield near the site of the alleged jail in northern Poland. Hosting such a secret prison violates the European Convention on Human Rights and the UN Convention Against Torture, both of which all European Union member states are bound to follow. The Polish government has said it would prefer its own investigation to run to completion before the European court starts its case, but the rights activists and lawyers for the alleged detainees said the Polish investigation has slowed to avoid embarrassing of the government, though prosecutors deny those allegations. So, you know, this is another story that won't go away. Is anything going to come from it? Probably not. Nothing more than the fact that the federal government of the United States is going to be exposed once again of breaking the treaties that it signs. You know, we're a party to the Geneva Convention. We are supposed to stand against torture. And if any other country was doing it, except maybe Israel, if any other country was doing it, oh, we would lead the fight. Barack Obama would put on a big, tall, white hat, kind of like Hoss Cartwright, and he'd run around and expose it. We'd be on the side of human rights and such great humanitarians. But it's always condoned when we do it. We always find a way to condone it when we do it. The lesson should be learned from this is to stop policing the world, stop bankrupting America, stop trying to start wars to save the peace that always tend to backfire on us time and time again, unless that's really the plan at hand, which is to get there and stay there forever while taking their natural resources. All of this that we're doing is making us hated in the world. It is making us hated in the world. When you kidnap and torture people, or as some of the stories we're going to get into, some of the drone attacks, which people were testifying this week from other countries like Pakistan and Yemen, testifying this week about family members killed by drones. But you didn't see any of that in the news probably, now did you? And you won't. They're not going to cover that. They don't want you to know that. They want to keep you fixated that global warming's real and you need to pay more taxes for your carbon footprint. That's where they're going to keep you fixated at. And on the theater of healthcare.gov, the $678 million website that is full of glitches. So what are they going to need to do? Well, probably throw more money at it. $678 million wasn't enough. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment. Stay with me.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
It's here. Ormus Water. Now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, red alert, red alert, there is a mass pandemic in America. Americans have Stockholm Syndrome. They are in love with their enslaver. I found this article interesting this past week. The Daily Mail ran the article. I've seen it a few other places as well. We have reached the end of antibiotics. Wow, isn't that a scary thought? A high-ranking official with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has declared in an interview with PBS that the age of antibiotics has come to an end. You would think this would be like big news, wouldn't it? You'd almost think the Controlled News Network would lead off with this with old Wolf Blitzer or something. But I guess not. Here's what he has to say. For a long time, there have been newspaper stories and covers of magazines that talked about the end of antibiotics, said Dr. Arjun Srinivasan. Well, now I can say to you, you can change the title to The End of Antibiotics, period. The associate director of the CDC sat down with Frontline over the summer for a lengthy interview about the growing problem of antibacterial resistance. Shrin Vasan, who is also featured in a Frontline report called Hunting the Nightmare Bacteria, which aired Tuesday, said that both human beings and livestock have been over-medicated to such a degree that bacteria are now completely resistant to antibiotics. We're in the post-antibiotic era now, he said. There are patients for whom we have no therapy, and we are literally in a position of having a patient in a bed who has an infection, something that 5 years ago we could have easily treated, but now we can't. The doctor offered an example of this notion, citing the recent case of three Tampa Bay Buccaneer players who made headlines after reporting contracting potentially deadly MRSA infection, which until recently were largely restricted to hospitals. About 10 years ago, however, the CDC official began seeing outbreaks of different kinds of MRSA infections in schools and gyms. In hospitals, when you see MRSA infections, you oftentimes see that in patients who have a catheter in their blood, and now that creates an opportunity for MRSA to get into their bloodstream, he said. So here we are, 2014, and I find it interesting when you kind of roll it all into one. The CDC is saying antibiotics have reached their end. So we will probably be seeing major results from this in the coming years. And at the same time that we're seeing that, the government's trying to take the guns away from the veterans and anyone else that it can. The government's stockpiling food and bullets. The government is arming the militarized police to the teeth. And the government is by design purposely imploding the American economy. So you can take that with a grain of salt. You can believe it. You cannot believe it. I don't write the news. I just report it. But when you roll it all into one, it is really starting to develop quite a scary scenario in America. Where are they ultimately trying to take us? Why is these things happening? You know, doing this broadcast and running into people and talking to them everywhere and anywhere and the emails and the rest that goes with it, it's interesting to me how many people, one, there's so many people that's concerned. The people that call into this broadcast, I appreciate every single one of you. Even if you disagree or you have information and I don't know a lot about what you're talking about, I still appreciate it because I know you're out there and you're trying to affect change and you're upset about the circumstances. But everyone that I come in contact with, they're looking at it in different perspectives, but they know something's wrong. They know it don't have to be like this. They know things are being done in a fashion that is not working for the betterment of we the people. And you know, you got the ones that hope to change it through election, and you've got a whole variety, but at least whether we disagree on what the solution is or the method of affecting change, we can disagree on that. At least the people know that they're being lied to by their government, they're being lied to by the news media, the politicians. I think more and more people are coming to the sad realization that the politicians are corrupt, they're owned by the bankers and the corporations, and that the legislation is predictable. I'm sitting here right now telling you some form of amnesty will pass. They're not going to, and they'll claim that in the bill they're set aside all of this to, now they're going to secure the border. They'll claim that. Yes, now that we've given amnesty to 30 million illegal immigrants, now we'll secure the border. They'll claim all them bogus lies, and it'll sound good, and a lot of people will try to believe it, though. But they absolutely won't do it. If they're going to do that, why don't they do it now? Did you see in the news, and I don't have it in front of me, the tunnel that was just discovered between Mexico and the United States had elevators and everything, and it was just a little bit away from the last tunnel they discovered. I mean, come on. Come on. They're really working hard to secure those borders. Who's digging those tunnels and putting those ventilation shafts and the electricity and everything in there? what's really going on. Hey, did you hear this? In an overwhelming UN vote, 188 countries have called on the U.S. to lift its 53-year trade embargo on Cuba. We kind of forget about that, don't we? The failed, absurd trade embargo on Cuba that has defied the big, mighty U.S. the whole way and will continue. Havana has slammed the financial sanctions as a flagrant violation of human rights and said they're tantamount to genocide. The record-breaking opposition to the embargo saw Israel isolated as the only country to vote in support of the U.S. Well, you know, when you're getting $8 million a day, I mean, that'll buy a vote, right? $8 million a day will buy a vote, surely. Palau, the island nation that got behind the U.S. last year, abstained in the 22nd U.N. annual vote, along with Micronesia and the Marshall Islands. Cuba's foreign minister, Bruno Rodriguez, conveyed Havana's disappointment at the Obama administration, stressing that the human cost on the embargo is incalculable. Upon assuming, the presidency of Barack Obama pledged to take steps to improve U.S.-Cuban relations. But Rodriguez said the sanctions had actually tightened under Obama. Well, if Obama said he was going to do more, then he's going to do less. If Obama said he was going to improve relations, he means he's going to probably dissolve relations. Now, it's interesting. All this is supposed to be because they're communist and they don't like their form of government. But China's communist and they have most favored trading status. And while, by grannies, we don't mind borrowing money from them to run up our insane, ludicrous, out-of-control debt at any given time. And we will borrow from them as long as they're foolish enough to fund this government. Rodriguez also stated that the sanctions had been classified as genocide under the Geneva Convention of 1948, and the total cost of the Cuban economy was estimated at $1.1 trillion. Several other nations spoke out against the U.S. embargo at the United Nations vote. China's deputy U.N. ambassador Wang Min urged the U.S. change its policy toward Cuba as the call of international community is getting louder and louder. Now, if China's telling us to do it, well, we maybe should listen, right? I mean, they're our big banker. We buy all their goods. I mean, what if we couldn't buy all the goods from China? Wow. What if China imposed some sort of sanctions on us and quit loaning us money and quit sending us baubles and trinkets? Then what would we do? Moreover, Bolivia's UN ambassador, Secha Salas, decried the embargo as sullying the history of mankind. The U.S. mounted its defense in the face of overwhelming opposition and a barrage of criticism, claiming the sanctions were in place, urge respect for civil and human rights. Our sanctions are in place so that we can urge respect for the civil and human rights. I wonder which one of our pencil-neck morons blurted that out. Seeking to justify the financial penalties that have been held in place for 53 years, U.S. diplomat Ronald Goddard said the U.S. was being used as a scapegoat for Cuba's internal issues. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Back in moments.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media. Farron in the studio. Going to be taking your phone calls next hour. To finish up on this story, I've got to read this quote. Now, this is a quote by Ronald Gunnard, U.S. diplomat, speaking at the United Nations. The international community cannot in good conscience ignore the ease and frequency with which the Cuban regime silences critics, disrupts peaceful assembly, impedes independent journalism, Goddard said to the assembled UN countries. Let me just change one word in that and tell me if this would surprise any of you. The international community cannot in good conscience ignore the ease and frequency with which the U.S. regime silences criticism, disrupts peaceful assembly, impedes independent journalism, Goddard said to the assembled UN countries. We do all of that. We're going to criticize any other country. We have no moral high ground anymore in America to criticize and sanction, of all countries, Cuba. When we indiscriminately murder women and children with drones in sovereign countries that have told us to stop, like Pakistan and Yemen, when we conduct secret CIA prisons and practice rendition, kidnapping, and torture. The moral high ground is lost, and the whole world knows it. They probably, when Goddard got done saying this, they probably all laughed hysterically. Moreover, Goddard added that the U.S. has sent $2 billion in remittance to Cuba in 2012 and underlined that U.S. provides a large portion of food aid to the island. So we've spent $2 billion on a country this year or last year that we have a embargo against so that they can't buy and sell. So then we make them subservient to us by supplementing their food. We feed them. We provide food aid to the country. Why don't we just get out of their business? It's a failed policy. How many decades, it's been five, how many decades does it take for this government to wake up that that is a failure? Cuba is not going to cave. I know the United States government expects American people and all other peoples of the world to just kneel and lick the boot, but some don't do it. The American people do, but Cuba doesn't. They're not doing it. So it's high time that they address this, and at the same time, while we're grandstanding about Cuba, we spy on even the Pope, we tap the Chancellor of Germany's cell phone. I mean, the government embedded itself in the Occupy protest movement. That's all been admitted to. Remember the MIAC report? Let's don't forget that. Last week I was reporting they had, in 1 month, recorded 30 million phone calls, or 30 million phone calls in Spain. But yet, we're going to try to hold Cuba to some kind of high standard. It's time for the hypocrisy to come to an end. Hey, I don't know if anyone reported on this. I saw this and I wanted to... the Weekly Standard reported on it. This is from weeklystandard.com. Senator Majority Leader Harry Reid says that everybody is willing to pay more taxes. How about that, Harry Reid? You go get them, boy. He said so in an interview with Nevada Public Radio. Everybody's willing to pay more taxes. The problem here is that the American people are not paying enough, I guess, according to Harry Reid. It's not that we spend too much. God forbid, it can't be that. It's that the American taxpayer is lavishing in all of that savings they're getting to have, and they're not doling out their fair share to the federal government. Here's his own words. The only people who feel there shouldn't be more coming into the federal government from the rich people are the Republicans in Congress, Reid told the radio host, according to Roll Call. Everybody else are willing to pay more. They want to pay more, Harry Reid said. They want to. Well, you know what? If you want to pay more, I think when you fill out your taxes, and let's say your taxes is $1,200, I think you can write in $1,500 there and send them a check. I don't think anyone is preventing the rich or anyone else from sending. The government will take the money. This is the mentality. And Harry Reid, when he's talking about the rich, he's talking about you, because Monsanto's not going to pay more. Pepsi's not going to pay more. They never do. It's you that's going to pay more. And they consider you rich, not in wealth, but just in the fact that you're here and can be taxed by them. Reid rebuked the Nevada public radio host when he was asked what Republicans would have to concede to get Medicare and Social Security cuts on the table. You keep talking about Medicare and Social Security, get something else in your brain. Stop talking about that. That's not going to happen this time. There's not going to be any grand bargain, Reid said. What we need to do is have Murray and her counterparts in the House, Ryan, work together to come up with something to get out of this senseless sequestration and start the budgeting process so that we can do more normal appropriation bills. Reid said Republicans would have to agree to more tax revenue to get anywhere. So more taxes, more taxes, more taxes. I mean, what have we got to do to get sellouts like that out of office? And here's one we need to get in before next hour. And this is coming in from Natural News. While mainstream media appears to have almost forgotten that the Fukushima disaster ever happened and the aftermath of the damaged nuclear power plant continues to be downplayed by government officials, mainstream media Reports of spreading radiation sickened down marine life and contaminated food are on the rise. A report in the Newcastle Herald recently shared the story of an Australian sailor expressing concern about the state of the ocean after recently sailing from Melbourne in Australia to Osaka, Japan, and then from Osaka to San Francisco. The sailor reports that during the journey from Melbourne to Osaka, the lack of seabirds and fish made the journey eerie and a very different experience from the same journey 10 years prior. He tells how a decade ago, seabirds followed the roost on his boat, their constant noise being heard as they soared overhead, swooping and diving for fish. He explained that the more recent journey was quiet, the only noises being the wind, the water, and the sails. He expresses concern over the lack of fish on the first leg of the recent voyage, comparing the easy catch of large fish every day for the 28 days of the first journey with the fact that he was only able to catch two fish during the whole of the second, and blaming overfishing on the difference. He goes on to explain how the second leg of the trip between Osaka and San Francisco got worse, describing the ocean as broken. He tells a terrifying tale of an ocean in which there is almost no life and explains that he is used to seeing turtles, dolphins, and sharks. He was disturbed by the fact that for 3,000 nautical miles, he saw almost no life and described the sickening sight of whales rolling around on the surface with what appeared to be some kind of tumor on its head. So, you know, the Fukushima disaster that's going on is one that you have to turn. I mean, RT.com's covering the story. Major news outlets outside the United States are continuing to update the story, but it's something that we here, as usual, are not getting a lot of information about. And whether that account be happenstance or coincidence, or he just happened to be on a track where things were completely different than 10 years ago, I don't know. But what we do know about the nuclear contaminated water that's been released into the ocean and into the water supply there in Japan continues, and it cannot be good. I mean, if you couple together that with the Gulf oil spill from a couple of years ago and what we've seen happen there, and of course, if you remember the story, the government was saying that all the oil was eaten by the microbes, but people were posting videos along the coast from Louisiana and the different states of oil washing up in abundance. And then the government bought up a lot of the fish that the fisherman was having a hard time selling, and God only knows who they fed that to or where that went. So now we've got another situation here off the coast of Japan with a nuclear reactor is melting down and pouring water into the sea as well. When we come back next hour, we're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Congress to eliminate the debt by not counting it anymore. The next story up. You're listening to the Alternative Media Affair, and stay with me.